Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Today we start a new section, Babul Nahi anil Manni bil Atiyyati wa Nahwiha. The chapter on the prohibition of reminding others of one's favors upon them. When somebody does some act of kindness, shows some favor on some other person, then thereafter to remind that person of their favors, that favor that was done for the person, to remind them. In Urdu they call it Ihsan Jatana. That a person now goes and he reminds the person, you know what I did for you when you were battling, this is what I did for you, and this is the favors that I showed upon you. So now this is something that Deen doesn't like. He's not encouraged at all. That you do something for a person and then you remind the person about it. Hazrat Maulana Yunus Patel Sahib Rahmatullahi would say that whenever you do anything good, take that good thing and throw it in the ocean. Take it and throw it in the ocean. And whenever you harm a person, then you remind yourself of it, that I harm this person, let me do and try and make up for, and in some way that I can make up, ask him for maaf, give him some gifts. But the person reminds himself of any harm that he may have caused any person. But as far as kindness, showing any person any acts of good, throw it in the ocean and just hope in your mind and hope in your heart that one day Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will bring it forth. But there's no reminding of self of all the good that a person has done, whether it's he's done for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala or he's done for any person. قال الله تعالى يا أيها الذين آمنوا لا تبطلوا صدقاتكم بالمن والأذى. Allah Pak says, O you who believe, do not destroy your charity by reminding others of your favors and causing them harm. وقال تعالى الذين ينفقون أموالهم في سبيل الله ثم لا يتبعون ما أنفقوا منا ولا أذى. Allah Pak says, those who spend their wealth in the path of Allah, then they do not follow it up by reminding others of their favors or causing them harm. As the style of the Muhaddiseen, they would bring ayat of the Quran first to prove the chapter, to prove the heading that they had brought. So Imam Nawawi rahmatullahi has brought this ayat, proving that it's not something that is encouraged, it's something that is completely disliked, where a person reminds somebody else. In fact, this is a means of causing a person harm. A person is reminding him all the time. It is better that a person remain silent about it, or if a person has to, for whatever reason, do it in a way that doesn't make a person feel low, doesn't make a person feel bad about it, makes him feel happy. Sometimes there may be a need, there may be a thing to remind a person for some other motive, some other good motive, some other necessary, important motive, then it is permissible, but in a way that doesn't make a person feel hard or feel bad in any way. We'll do one hadith and we'll terminate. And Abi Dharr radiallahu anhu an Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam qal, thalathatun la yukallimuhum Allahu yawm al-qiyamah, wa la yanzuru ilayhim wa la yuzakkihim wa lahum azabun alim. Qala fa qara'aha Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam thalatha mirarin. Qala Abu Dharr khabu wa khasiru man hum ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Qala al-musbilu wal-mannanu wal-munfiqu sil'atahu bil-halif al-kadhib, rawahu Muslim. Abu Dharr radiallahu anhu narrates that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, there are three people that Allah will not speak to them, nor look at them, nor purify them on the day of Qiyamah. Three people, Allah will not speak to them, nor look at them, nor purify them on the day of Qiyamah, and they will have a painful punishment. If we have love for somebody, we like somebody, and that person doesn't talk to us, doesn't even look at us, how do we feel? We feel so hurt, we feel so bad. This person I got so much of love for, so much of liking for, but this person is not even looking at me, not even speaking to me. Can you imagine on that day when every person is hopeful for the mercy of Allah, Allah Pak doesn't even speak to the person, Allah Pak does not look at the person. This here, does not look at the person means does not look with the nazar of rahmah, does not look at this person with the nazar of mercy. Otherwise everything is visible in front of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So the person Allah Pak is mentioning, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is saying, there are three people Allah Pak will not speak to, nor will He look at, nor will He purify on that day of Qiyamah, and they will have a painful punishment. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam repeated this three times. Now when Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is repeating, this is for emphasis to show how serious this is. So Hazrat Abu Dharr radiallahu anhu said that they are ruined and they are destroyed. Who are they, O Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? Who are these people you're talking about? So it was such a serious matter, such a serious punishment they will be getting. So here now Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam replied, one who wears his garment below his ankles. Sometimes a person says, but why are the ulama being so petty, worried about the height of the pants, height of the kurta, etc.? If it was something that was so petty, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam wouldn't warn us of such serious consequences. Ulama explained that there are two times that a person will have it. One is where a person accidentally goes down below his ankles. In other words, not a deliberate act of his. For example, he's running. And when he's running now, or he's walking fast and he doesn't realize, accidentally it goes down below the ankles. But where a person is deliberately putting, automatically this is out of khuyala, this is out of pride, this is something that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala dislikes. That in one hadith it comes that pride is actually the dressing of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, is the clothing of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. In other words, don't even go near that. That's Allah Pak's private property. Don't even go near this pride and arrogance. So anyway, this person that's dropping or lowering his garment below his ankles, this is the first category that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And then is the second category which ties up with the chapter that we're doing, وَالْمَنَّانُ. That person who boasts after doing favors for people, he reminds people of the favors that he has done to them. This also is so serious. Imagine, if you do something light, would this type of punishment, this type of reproach be given against these people on the day of Qiyamah if it was something light? So here it shows that it's something very, very serious. And the last part, and the last one, is one who sells his goods by taking false oaths. Person is taking an oath in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, wallahi, that this is the best product you can get. And he knows in his heart it's not the best product, there are other better products. But he's using Allah's name to sell his product. This is something that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala does not like. The name of Allah is not so cheap that it can be used to take false oaths, just to promote a person's product, just to try and get the sale done, just to win some favor, just to get some act done or something in favor of one person. Allah Pak's name is not so cheap. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's name is elevated, very, very high, used for very, very serious and specific purposes. Or even if it is used for barakat, it mustn't be such that it's ever attributable to any lie. So here Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is mentioning that this third act, and sometimes we see it so often, people just take the name of Allah so loosely. So we have to be very, very careful. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us the tawfiq of bringing this in our lives. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us the tawfiq of helping and doing good wherever we can, and make it such that we forget about it completely. We don't remember ourselves, and we don't remind others also. There are so many pious people, and people go and tell them that you did this for me, you did that for me. You say, I don't even recollect it. It may have happened, but I don't recollect it. Why? It's because they didn't attach any importance to their actions. Not attaching importance means that they had that fear that we don't know whether Allah Pak will accept it, he won't accept it. How can we be so confident? How can we even remind somebody else when we ourselves don't know whether Allah Pak will accept it? May Allah Pak give us tawfiq of making amal. Subhanallah bihamdi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdika, ashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk. Subhana rabbika rabbil izzati amma yasifun, wa salamun al mursaleen, walhamdulillahi rabbil alamin.